Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We wanted to understand how the Matrics of the Year did. How did they do this year? The results were released last night. Dr. Anthea Cerecito, who is the CEO of the Governing Body Foundation. Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Very well. Thank you for having me on your program, and good morning to everyone who's listening.
So give us an overview about the results as to what you've what we saw last night with the results being released.
Yes, the results were interesting, and I would say even a surprisingly positive result. And I'm talking now about the public sector results, not the IEB results. I think they are as good as one could expect in the circumstances. The Director General spoke about unique educational context for the last 2 years. And that's very true for the majority of learners in the country. It was good that the quality assuring body said that the results were credible, etc., as they usually do. And we can't say that the exam results were bumped up in order to improve the pass rates. There is quite a lot of chatter about that. Standardization has happened in the normal way, and I do not believe there's anything fishy about that.
Great.
So what has happened and what was released, I believe, is a true picture. And I think we need to, before we start analyzing and criticizing pass mark regimes, we must congratulate this group of learners, their families, the schools and the teachers, because they've had to put in extra effort to compensate for the loss of learning time and the move out of school into home learning, whether online or paper-based, because majority didn't have access to the high-tech online lessons or even the television broadcasts and programs that the department had set up. Some people just didn't have access to all those supporting things. So I think they really need to be congratulated. Their pass is comparable with years gone by. They were not given any concessions. So it's a realistic picture. And then the department emphasized that this was the largest cohort of learners who wrote the examinations. So we're increasing the number of children who are writing grade 12 final examinations across the country. More of them are writing, entering and writing. So in actual number terms, we have more people getting their matric. Also, the bachelor's entrance pass. That is a contentious thing that people asking for, you know, 50% pass mark. Well, to get a bachelor's pass, you need 4 subjects at 50%, and you must pass another
right.
2.
Right.
And that number in real terms has also gone up in figures of actual people who have qualified for university entrance. So that's another good thing. And the disparity between the wealthier schools and the no-fee schools is normalizing. So instead of 80% of the top results coming from the fee-paying schools and only 20% from the no-fee schools, we're at a position where now 62% of those bachelor passes comes from the no-fee school. And they make up about 66% of our country's schools. So it's kind of normalizing, which shows that children across the board are capable if they're given the necessary support.
What is interesting about that is the pandemic, I would have imagined, would have exacerbated the difference between those who have support and those who don't. Has that been reflected in the result?
Well, I think the schools that didn't have that additional support have done amazingly well. And so the department will point out some of its policies that have helped with that. They've shown that social grant recipients achieve very high pass rates. Those in prison achieved high pass rates. even those who failed grade 11 but were progressed did well. So the nutrition program continued, the scholar transport continued. So the support programs, as far as they could, continued. But I think it was the tremendous extra effort put in. They had camps. These children didn't have holidays. They started grade 12 while it was still so-called Christmas holidays. Mm. You know, they've kept going. And I think it's amazing because, you know, people compare the independent sector. Well, why can't it be 98% with this 900,000? This was how many children wrote. 900,000 versus the 70,000 or so IEB. We have other factors. In the public sector, not all children's language is good, and they have to answer questions, you know, and exam papers not in their home language. They don't have the same amount of parental support, easy access to school. I can get to school, so they don't attend, etc. So yes, but with visionary leadership in these schools, inspiring the children, giving the children hope, it's worth doing your grade 12 exams. It's worth giving up all the nonsense and focusing. And when the leadership and the teachers push that view and say, get your matric, put the effort in now because your future will be better. When that vision is given to children, then they put in the effort and then they can succeed. So it's leadership.
Do you think that these kids are better off or worse off than the kids who wrote matric 5 years ago?
That's a difficult question to answer. You see, people have said when it was locked down, people lost learning. Well, for some of these children during the lockdown, they learned other things.
Mm.
And maybe some of those life skill learnings that they had during that time actually also advantaged them. They've had to learn to adapt and to be resilient. More so than others. So if they have succeeded and they see that effort pays off, I think those are also valuable life skills. As far as results are concerned, it's comparable. What they have learned in life is different. And whether it's better, one can only judge in due course. I'm much more concerned with the children lower down in the school.
That's interesting.
The foundation-faced children who have had their schooling disrupted. Much more difficult to assess the impact on those children going forward.
And that's going to be something that we are going to have to, no doubt, deal with, because those kids have lost 2 years of very almost traditional learning, which is going to have to be made up. Dr. Anthea Cerecito, CEO of the Governing Body Foundation, thank you for taking the time to speak to us.